for a treat, I tell you. Lots of good things happened this day in history. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I'm here with Netta Heater. We're having some fun talking about Operation Prom. That's this upcoming Saturday.
From 10 to 2 at the Vero Beach Community Center.
Right downtown. Can't miss it. You know, the vintage market is also going to be happening downtown.
I know. I hope it's still happening when we're done.
Won't that be nice?
If I'm still walking and talking.
You'll be great. You'll be great. You know, today is National Artichoke Hearts Day. We were chatting about this at commercial break. They are so good for you. They're good on salad. They're good marinated as a side dish.
With a lot of oil and all the bad stuff.
Lots of seasoning. I've had it on my pizza in the past.
And like, I said I would pass on that.
She didn't seem excited about that, folks. But it's a good California pizza with the pesto sauce thing. I used to do this.
Well, actually, I lost it when you said carrots on there.
Oh, was that
your thing?
The broccoli
and the carrots on pizza, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I used to work at a restaurant up in Michigan called E.G. Nick's. In fact, one of my best friends, her father owned the place, and he would do specialty pizzas every day, something different. And the California pizza was a fixture in the summertime. It was always so good, but beautiful artichoke hearts on there. Artichoke dip, right?
Oh, love that.
If you go home and you make artichoke dip, you're welcome for planting the seed in your head. You are welcome. Who has a good artichoke dip around town?
Oh, no. I'm not.
We might have to have Kitty make one at the Blue Star as a special.
I was thinking as you were talking that I can't remember having one anywhere.
Yeah, I think Fridays does one out at the mall. You know, before you go see a movie, grab an artichoke dip. There you go. We're just making your plans for your Wednesday night. It's fine. You're welcome once again. It's also National Everything You Do Is Right Day.
I like that.
I love that one. We got to get that on repeat. I like that day a lot.
Can we have a whole month of that?
Right? It's called the month of May, Mother's Day month.
Aww.
You know, I think so. We're always, yes, Mom, sure thing, Mom.
Yes, but your little one's still at home.
Yeah, he is. He helped over the weekend at Under the Oaks.
He's so helpful.
And he's such a good
And I just
boy.
Have to put a shout out for him. He is so polite.
Thank you for noticing.
He was at the Planet Vero
Christmas
holiday party.
Yeah.
And he was so polite. And he looked so handsome in his jacket.
Well, thank you. He is a sucker for a good blazer. But, you know, I was surprised by how busy it was from the first day within the first 15 minutes of Under the Oaks.
Really?
By 9:15, it opened at 9 o'clock. By 9:15, there were thousands of people
there. Well,
it's
such a popular event.
65th year. Huge success. We, as Pac-Mail and White Glove, provided the on-site shipping and delivery services. And
I always wondered how I would get something home.
Yeah.
Until I saw that a couple years ago that you provide that.
We sure do. 12 years right on site to help with the logistics of things. And it's always fascinating to get a sense of where folks are visiting from.
Well, you get that because they're shipping it.
They're shipping it. And sometimes they're shipping it to loved ones that are elsewhere. Like we shipped some things to Texas. But in years past, we've done to the Netherlands, to Spain, to Germany. So it certainly gives you some insight where our tourism dollars are working. And it's just a great event. So if you didn't make it out this year, the weather was perfect.
Oh, it was ideal.
It was really great. But if you happen to be catching the show and you are a seasonal guest, and you maybe are accumulating things in the next couple of weeks, Pac-Mail Beachside is open 6 days, Monday through Saturday, to help ship your things ahead of time, whether it be your luggage or the different odds and ends that you've picked up during your stay, all your souvenirs. We can make sure that it arrives safe and sound, on time and intact at prices that'll make you very happy.
And I've used Pac-Mail to ship golf clubs.
Yeah. You know, we do a lot of golf clubs round trip now. You can reuse
right.
the same box. We get you the pre-printed label, and it's a wonderful service.
And it was so
it?
Easy, and they arrived in perfect condition.
Oh, good. Did you get them shipped to a hotel or
actually,
to a residence?
Actually, we shipped them to a friend.
Oh, ideal. I love when people call and like they ship out skis or something and they have them waiting for them in their room when they get there. There's been so many calls of thanks and gratitude just because they're so big to lug around. So just to have them waiting for you in your room when you get to your destination, it's a
huge treat.
You don't
have to drag them and go to the oversized luggage place and try
yeah.
and get them out at the airport. And
then in your tiny rental car. It's just make it simpler. Do some pre-shipping using Pac-Mail, and we'd be happy to offer you free pickup service throughout the Treasure Coast. So that's a win-win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I also have this as National Freedom of Information Day. Freedom of information. We have a lot of information on the show today.
We do.
I know. Let's talk about some of the behind the scenes information with Operation Prom, because I'm sure there's some people you want to acknowledge.
I do, but I'd like to tell you a story.
Oh,
let's tell you one of the reasons that kind of have kept me going. I learned about Operation Prom at a junior league conference a number of years ago, and it took me a while. Even when I was president, I couldn't get the ducks in order to get it together. And at the first Operation Prom, this young lady came in with her dad, and we could tell by the vehicle they drove in that, you know, they desperately needed our help.
The assistance, yeah.
And she was a tiny little thing, first dress, got it, no problem. And then we had a lull, and she goes, could I try on some more? And we kind of said, sure. And she made the comment to a personal shopper, I've never gotten to choose my dress before.
Oh,
because
wow.
If I needed something, it was given to me based on my size. And so for her, this was just an incredible experience. You know, she was there about 45 minutes just trying on one dress after the other. I mean, they all look great on her. Of course, we all wanted to give her all of them, but we don't do that. We only give one dress.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's part of what keeps us going, is that so many, you know, yes, there maybe are other ways to get the attire, but not something where they can go in with dignity and choose what they want to wear, not be handed what they're going to wear.
That's so heartwarming.
I mean,
and to think that you're in your third year, that's just wonderful.
And it's just grown. I mean, you know, last year when I got there, I was waiting for the truck. All of a sudden, I see cars in the parking lot. People had been there for like an hour or two, and it was 7:30 in the morning.
Wow. Dedication right there.
Well, they wanted to make sure they got in.
And there are some gorgeous dresses to
choose
from.
You've seen them.
Oh, my heaven.
We have new dresses. We have we have people that have gone out and bought dresses and donated them.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We have dresses that people had in their closets that they never wore.
Yeah. It's happened to a bunch of us. Or, you know,
men don't
we were once that size and you only wore it once.
Men don't understand that. When we moved, my husband gets to me, you still have things with tags on them. So?
I'm going to get to it.
You know, I just haven't worn it yet. And we had a lot of the items came in cleaning bags. You know, they took them to the cleaners, got them dry cleaned. Some of them even had notes in the pockets or on them. And so that's part of the reason why we do it is because of that, is because people do understand. And the first year we had a gentleman come in and donate a bunch of tuxedos. And I asked him, you know, because there were a lot of tuxedos. And he says, well, my daughter just got married and I bought the tuxedos from the rental place to donate.
Aww.
I could barely held it together. But I mean,
so
people understand that without this, kids can't go. And it's not just a party. It's a celebration of a huge accomplishment. This, you know, for some of these kids, this is as far as they're going academically. And for some of them, it's been a huge struggle, especially some of the kids that need our help. They may have been in three or four homes. They may have moved a bunch of times, but they made it through and they're graduating.
Yeah. Yeah, now let's go get our dance on.
Yeah, let's go.
And look fancy.
And now they're all going to get manis and pedis in their hair.
Yeah, they're going to get foxified. It's going to be great. You know, the hair studio of Vero, Melissa was supposed to be on the show today. Unfortunately,
I'm so sorry I didn't get to meet her.
I know, she is a dynamic individual and she is so talented when it comes to mastering colors and cuts based on your shape and what time you have to allocate to your hair in the mornings. I mean, she just has something figured out for everyone, and each client gets a custom routine on how many weeks it takes when you get
meaning
spot
you just
touch-ups.
Don't walk in and everybody has 4 weeks and you're back.
Right. I mean, she does so many different staggered things. In fact, one of the cool things that I found at the salon, for those of us who may or may not be getting some of the sparkles, ladies, that's, you know, that extra little something amongst our darker hair color.
Oh, you're saying, you know, the gray hair?
Yeah.
I can say that since I'm at that age of wisdom.
Well, I affectionately refer to it as sparkles.
Okay. And, I'll have to remember that.
And it's a sensitive time. And, you know, you look and everything.
And they're all always in front.
Naturally, of course. But she has this mascara stuff that you can put in and just kind of holds you over for some of those sporadic ones that pop up. You just keep it in your car. It's super inexpensive. Loved that idea. But she has all sorts of great products. Walk-ins are welcome. But appointments really encourage. And, of course, for the Operation Prom, appointments will be a necessity to get the discounted hairdos. But the first 200 bags, first 200 people are going to get all of those wonderful incentives.
And we're really looking forward to it. It was such a great addition because, you know, that just finishes the package for these kids.
It sure does. It lets them feel like, okay, I've got it all figured out and I can rest easy.
And what a special night this will be.
For sure. So our listeners, they have family, they have friends, they have neighbors that might benefit from this exposure. They should perhaps send them the information via Facebook.
Right. It's on Facebook at Operation Prom IRC. You probably can go to my Facebook page because I keep posting it, which is
daily.
Daily. Netta Heater. It's on White Gloves Facebook,
it sure is.
Facebook page and Foxy Nails and the Hair Studio have also posted it. And also the website, OperationPromIRC.com.
So true. Who are some of the other collaborators that make this possible?
Well, the V&A. I mean, we've talked about that. But, I mean, it has just been it's been a joy working with them. And they accept attire all year round.
Right. For those listeners that are thinking, oh, I have some stuff I'd like to donate.
But it may be too late.
Well, for this Saturday.
And it probably isn't if you get it in before Thursday or Friday, because Teresa is bringing the truck over because she has been getting stuff over there. So as long as you get it there so she can bring it over, we can do it. But if not, it'll be there next year.
It'll be there next year. And they can take it and they just have to address it as Operation
they
Prom
just
Donation.
Take it to the donation door in the rear, you know, around back. And we ask them to have it on a hanger and have it cleaned because we don't have any cleaning certificates. And if possible, write Operation Prom on the hanger. And if they know the size, that's always helpful.
Yeah.
And just tell the intake person, the volunteer, those wonderful people who take everything, that it's for Operation Prom. And they have a rack and they'll take it and they'll hang it right up.
So easy to donate and get involved. That's fantastic, Netta.
And Teresa makes arrangements to regularly send it over to the storage unit.
Teresa's such a dedicated trooper.
And her volunteers just adore her.
Oh, I know why. She's just infectious happiness. Love her positive energy.
It has
energy.
Just been a great experience. You know, and working with the Junior League has just been a great experience. This year, some of the Junior Leaguers are staffers over at St. Edward's, and they arranged a dress collection among the students at St. Ed's.
Oh, I bet you got some good pieces from that, no doubt about it.
And they had their own dress collection at a general meeting.
Wow, so much contribution. We're almost in the home stretch, folks. You're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Make sure you visit TheVeroInsider.com to show some love to all of our sponsors. And when we get back, we have some more fun facts and details. Don't go anywhere.
1-800-HI-MITCH. What's that number and who is Mitch? 1-800-HI-MITCH is the number for Mitch Maxfield's Carpet and Furniture Cleaning Services. Serving Florida's Treasure and Space Coast for over 30 years. And Mitch still does the work all himself. Call 1-800-HI-MITCH. Mitch Maxfield personally will clean your home or business. Call now for 2 rooms of carpet cleaning for $77 or a 6-foot sofa for $66. Maxfield Carpet Cleaning is a member of the ITEX trading community and welcomes your ITEX dollars. 1-800-HI-MITCH.
He got to the point where he could barely work. The pain in his back going down his leg was so bad, we were afraid he needed surgery. But we went to the Pro Spine team of doctors. They were able to put him on pain management and physical therapy, and he is so much better now without surgery.
I had been told I had disc damage, which meant surgery. I went to Indian River County's fellowship-trained spine surgeon, Dr. Johnny Benjamin at Pro Spine. If you have to have surgery, then you want the best.
Pro Spine in Vero Beach. We've got your back.
Panda Contractors will make you smile.
Panda Contractors is a full-service Vero Beach roofing contractor and remodeling company serving the greater Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie areas. With in-house consulting services and trained installers, Panda Contractors is a leader in roofing services such as leak repairs, roof ventilation. We also provide home renovations such as bathroom and kitchen remodeling, home additions, and much, much more. Panda Contractors is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
The Hometown News invites you to enjoy their publication, Forever Young, covering the active lifestyles of the Florida Boomers, packed full of local news and useful information important to the active and affluent 50-plus crowd. Look for Forever Young at hundreds of locations throughout the county or call your local Hometown News office and join over 120,000 of your friends and neighbors who've signed up for their own free subscription to Hometown News and ask for home delivery for Forever Young.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chamber said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Oh, yes. There's so much to do, so much to do. The Fireman's Fair is still going on this week and weekend. That'll be fun.
Did you get out there yet?
I haven't. I was at Under the Oaks this whole past weekend, but I certainly have plans to. Of course, downtown will be there first thing in the morning at the Community Center for Operation Prom. Go check out the Vintage Market. Kind of excited about that.
The Farmer's Market on the ocean.
Oh, that's such
one of my favorite places.
Me too. It's so tasty. I anticipate being at Filthy's on Sunday. Yep.
She's got a Sunday planned already.
I do. It's one of those where you actually have a Sunday off. You take advantage of it. You make some plans ahead of time.
I'm going to be sitting on the couch with my feet up Sunday.
Oh, good for you. You know what my favorite program is? CBS Sunday Morning. I love that program.
I'm not sure I'll be up by then.
Oh, it's 9 a.m. Come on. Come on, Netta.
I don't have kids in the house anymore.
Oh, well, that's a good response. So at this day in history, in 1948, Billie Holiday was released from prison early because of good behavior.
I didn't know Billie Holiday was in prison.
Yeah. She got herself in a little bit of trouble, but she got out early because she was a good girl. Talk about a dynamic voice.
Oh
man, right? These are all, of course, some inspirational figures in our nation's history. 1926, think about that. Jerry Lewis, the comedian fundraiser, he was born in Newark, New Jersey. 1926.
I remember watching the muscular dystrophy telethon every year with him.
Oh.
And because it originated out of New York.
Did
it? I grew up, yep.
That is fascinating. What a contributor, huh? And then in the height of all of our presidential campaigning this year, in 1968, on this day in history, Robert F. Kennedy announced his presidential campaign. He threw his hat in. Yeah.
We're going to avoid making any political comments, aren't we?
We are, but this is just this day in history fact.
I know. It's hard to believe that it was that long ago. Now, you were a twinkle in somebody's eye probably back then.
Not even a thought.
Yeah.
Not even a thought. My ex-husband was born that year, though. So there's something. Yeah. You know what I was really grateful for was the actions of one kind businessman in town this past week. I've been having an issue with moles in the yard.
Oh, they're terrible. We had like a mole condo in our yard at one.
I know. I feel like they were having a family reunion.
You'd like step out there and you'd sink in.
It was ridiculous. Well, at Sandpiper Pest Control, they have the products. They have the team to get it done. And I would just like to give big thanks to Sandpiper Pest Control, Joel and his team out there. I am excited to see how quickly this product can work and be an ongoing testimonial for him, because that was an issue.
It is an issue.
If you
want to
go out and enjoy your yard, that's a big issue. I got a little guy trying to practice for Little League upcoming here with the rec department. Great, great structure that they have. And it was becoming a difficult task to do so. So thank you to Sandpiper. Just want to make sure I give them that proper shout out. You know, if this weekend you don't participate in one of these many events that are going on and you just want to work on your golf game, Sandridge, you're going to want to download the app, book your tee time ahead of time, okay? Because it's a popular course this time of year.
It's a great course.
It's a great course, and it's a popular one. But if you go after 2 o'clock, you know, you can take your kids, do a little bonding. They get to play for just $1.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's a very good deal.
Oh, it's huge. Sandridge, they do so good at making sure that children and families are able to play golf
together. And they have a great youth program there.
They do. There's an after-school one. There's one for the weekends. It's an impressive venue, an impressive course. And it's a showstopper. If you have friends coming in or they're coming in for Easter, you might want to go ahead and make your tee time reservations early. That's at Sandridge, the premier public golf course. Across from the fairgrounds. You could go to the fair after.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, you could do it all in a day. Why not? Or make it two. Yeah. Don't stress yourself. You'd be exhausted, actually. Wouldn't you? Play 9 or 18 and then go to a fair? Eeks.
Oh, I can't imagine doing that.
Oh.
But youth is wonderful.
It sure is. Some people can get away with it. There's no doubt about it.
Some people play 36 in one day.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You both are looking at me like I'm crazy.
Not I. Who do you know that's such a golfer?
A lot of men. Not me. No, I'm lucky if I make it through 9.
There you go.
I get bored after 9.
Yeah. It's like I've enjoyed the fresh air long enough. Yeah. Let's do this.
Oh, there are the Sandhill Cranes. Bye.
It was a pleasure seeing you, truly. You know, I checked out the Comedy Zone this past weekend. Great comedians. Such good talent that they have coming. It's every other weekend, but it's a wonderful thing to do. It's so affordable. They have 2 shows, 7:30, 9:30, Friday and Saturday.
And the venue's just wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's so, and they've got it to a science, you know, ordering your drinks and people not being disturbed that are by you or around you. But this past weekend, the second comedian, he just was cracking me up. He did this hashtag TTBS. I wish I could share online what it means on air, but I can't. TTBS.
We want to keep our reputations clean.
That's right. I just want to share that because it's really funny when you Google it. You'll thank me later. So let's get back with Netta because Operation Prom is just a couple days away. We want to make sure that as many kids that need this service know about it so that they can show up and have a wonderful experience.
Right. If you know a senior in high school who needs a dress or a tuxedo for a prom, Saturday, this March 19th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Vero Beach Community Center, just show up. We don't need any pre-registration, no financial qualification. You'll be assigned a personal shopper, and you'll either pick out the tuxedo or the dress of your dreams.
So easy, so simple.
And you'll be happy.
Oh, then it's going to be fun.
We smile the whole time. I mean, the volunteers, we just have a great time.
Oh, to say the least. And you've certainly been spreading the word. I see it in the Press Journal. I'm seeing it online on social media. We're talking about it today. But make sure that you share it because
you never know who can use the services.
Exactly.
And that's one of the reasons we don't do financial qualification because we don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
That's very true. And the first 200 will get goodie bags with Mary Kay.
And hair from the hair studio. And nails from
Foxy.
And by the way, the hair is for the boys, too.
That's right. We try and accommodate for everybody.
We actually have special bags for the boys that aren't too girly.
Oh, see, you think of everything, Netta. You think of everything. And again, if you're listening to the show and you're feeling compelled or you know that you have a stash of tuxes or dresses, if you can't...
And tuxedo accessories. We need those, too.
Oh, okay, great.
Cummerbunds.
If you can't get to it for this weekend, we understand. But just know that your donations are accepted year-round at V&A Hidden Treasures, whether it be in the Vero Beach or the Sebastian location.
Right. We ask if possible you take it to Miracle Miles, just a little bit easier.
They have it streamlined.
Yeah.
Well, that's important.
It's a closer store to where we are.
Well, then let's make that happen, folks, because I know that there's some dresses and some tuxes and cummerbunds and those closets.
Well, we couldn't do it without white gloves, so I really appreciate it because those racks are heavy.
Well, we love to be of service. We love this community, and it's for reasons like this that people want to move here and stay here, and so we're honored to be a part of it. On that note, we're going to do our little inspirational quote of the week, and I figured since this was geared towards ladies and we're doing Operation Prom, it would be quite appropriate. It's a Spanish proverb. It says, to tell a woman everything she cannot do is to tell her what she can. So for those that might be in need, just know that this is a wonderful experience for Operation Prom. It's meant to show our appreciation and gratitude for all the hard work you did in your high school career, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Thank you so much, Anna.
Netta, thanks for joining us. Make sure you visit thebureauinsider.com. And until next week, cheers.